Welcome to the Green Chain Walk. Do you need a break from busy city life?
Well, I don't personally.
But you probably want to get away from the traffic, the noise and the stress. Then walk the South East London Green Chain.
It's a breath of fresh air.
This extensive and intricate network should provide you many happy days of walking through the dozens of woodlands and open spaces.
So, get out there, start walking, and have a great time.
Green Chain Walk, Section 2. Erith Riverside to Bostall Woods, a distance of 3.5 miles, which takes nearly 2 hours. The South East London Green Chain is a series of nearly 300 open spaces, which includes some of the finest landscapes in South East London. The pioneering Green Chain Walk is a 50-mile network of footpaths linking together many of the Green Chain open spaces. The walk is divided into 12 sections. We hope you enjoy the greener side of South East London.
From the riverside to a historic pub. This branch of the Green Chain Walk starts beside the River Thames at Erith, at the top of Corinthian Manorway, where it connects with the riverside footpath leading east to Erith town centre and west to Crossness. Follow the links from the station, but before you start on the walk, you may like to hear a bit about Erith.
Erith has had close ties with the River Thames since Tudor times, and during the reign of Charles II, the offshore was a popular spot for yachting. During the 19th century, with the advent of the river steamer, the town enjoyed a brief period as a waterside resort. A pier was constructed for steamers to call at, and behind it stood the Pier Hotel and Riverside Gardens, whose attractions included a maze and an arboretum. However, as industry expanded the town, its fortunes as a resort diminished. Looking across the Thames from the waterfront, there are views of Raynham and Wennington marshes on the north bank.
After 2.5 miles, the branch joins the main route at Lesness Abbey. From the Green Chain major signpost, walk down Corinthian Manorway, turn left and cross West Street at the zebra crossing. After crossing the road, turn right and follow Jessett Close around to the left, passing St John the Baptist Church on your right.
St John the Baptist Church dates from the 12th century, although during the rebuilding of 1877, evidence was uncovered which suggested that it stands on the site of an early Christian church dating from Roman times.
Cross the dual carriageway and railway line by the footbridge to emerge on the junction of Battle Road and Pembroke Road. Bear left along Pembroke Road and then turn right into Valley Road. Follow Valley Road to enter Frank's Park.
Frank's Park was originally known as Belvedere Park until the early 1920s, when the park was renamed in commemoration of a former dignitary, Mr. Frank Beadle. The park is covered in a fine range of broadleaf trees and once contained an old bandstand just to the right of the main path. There is also a path running north-south through the park known as Fox House Road.
Follow the wooden marker posts, bearing left to reach the Green Chain major signpost where the paths cross. Turn right, climb the slope and continue, following the marker post to eventually leave the park along the Holt Robin Road. Follow Holt Robin Road, crossing Lower Park Road to the junction with Picardy Road. Cross Picardy Road and follow Upper Abbey Road to reach Heron Hill. Turn right and bear left around the pub car park to enter the track known as Leather Bottle Lane.
The pub building dates from 1643, although very little remains of the original structure, with extensive alterations taking place in the late 18th and early 19th century. It was first licensed as a homebrew beer house in 1740 and called The Bottle, becoming the Leather Bottle in 1803 with a full licence. At various times, successive landlords have also carried on business as gunsmiths, saddlers and harness makers.
From bluebells to fossil beds. follow the track for a short distance, and then take the path to the left to enter Lesness Abbey Woods.
The woods comprise part of a more extensive area of woodland attached to Lesness Abbey, which once extended as far as Erith. The woods originally consisted of sweet chestnut interspersed with oak. The woods are dark and shady. Listen out for the birds, as you may hear a woodpecker. They like the resonant sound of the chestnut trees. The chestnuts used to be coppiced every 20 years to ground level to provide timber. Coppicing is a traditional method of woodland management in which young tree stems are cut down to near ground level. Look out for the unusual shapes. There are some particularly good ones on the left shortly after you enter the woods. This high-quality, durable wood was used for barrels, furniture, and for producing tannin for use in the leather trade. Remember the leather bottle pub that you passed earlier? The woods are also famous for their wild daffodils, which cover an area of about 20 acres. They are followed in spring by a display of bluebells. A nature trail and an orienteering course are available in the woods. Details and information can be supplied on site by the park rangers.
Follow the marker post through the woods, turning sharp left to climb the hill, and right where the paths cross. Follow the path, passing the tumulus on the right. Turn right, and follow the marker post downhill to cross the main track. Then turn left, and then right, to eventually join up with the main walk route at the Green Chain Major signpost, just south of the Abbey ruins. The route to the north leads to Thamesmead Riverside via the ruins and to Southmere Lake, the largest of the Thamesmead lakes. There are excellent opportunities for sailing, sailboarding, canoeing, angling and birdwatching. From the Green Chain Major signpost where the routes join, follow the marker posts up through the woods.
As you climb away from the ruins, the area to your left is very rich in fossils. It is made up of black heath beds, containing shell fossils and the remains of mammals, reptiles and fish. The site is of national importance for geological research and is scheduled as a site of special scientific interest. If you wish to visit the site, please contact Bexley's Parks and Open Spaces Department on 020 8303 7777.
Three pools and a heathland. Turn right to reach New Road. Cross New Road and re-enter the wood. Turn left, just inside the woods, to follow the marker posts up to the pond.
Hurst Pond was once one of three ponds and was known as Pine Pool. Willow Pool and Fountain Pool have since partially silted up.
Continue following the marker posts, turning left to emerge eventually on Hurst Lane. At Hurst Lane, turn right, and then take the first left into the Hurst Estate. Follow the footpath around until it meets Knee Hill at the traffic lights. Use the pedestrian crossing to cross Knee Hill, and then follow the path back down Knee Hill and left into the woodland of Bostall Heath, along a tarmac track. Follow the track for a short distance and then take the path to the left.
Bostall, meaning woody, is on top of sandhills with views over the Thames and marshes. Robert Bloomfield, a 19th century poet, wrote of these brown heaths that upward rise and overlook the winding Thames. Bostall Heath was once one of the wastes of the Manor of Plumstead. In 1866, the Lords of the Manor enclosed the whole of the heath, but this act was successfully contested in the courts. To the right, off Knee Hill, the Cooperative Woods enclose a much-used camping and caravan site.
Directly ahead leads to Oxley's Wood via East Wickham Open Space and Woodlands Farm, which are on Section 3. Congratulations, you have completed this section.